This parasha is the matter is that the parasha of Hagolat Geli, which means that a path that had non-kosher food absorbed in it, the different ways of removing it. It was cooked into it with water, then you put in boiling water. It was in an oven with fire, and you have to burn it out. Says of Avitzayim that the Torah also compared to different things, compared to Eish. I like going to Vayaka Eish, no Mashem, compared to water that can purge the things. Yafutu Mayinoi Sefafutu, like a wellspring. Yot Hashem Tahoyah. He says, whenever a person does an Aveira, doesn't just stay outside of him, it affects himself, it absorbs him to himself. A Ruach Tumit, which is Mashkim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have a tremendous gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has the power to purge all of that tumet as the Torah accusation. But this explains what it says in the Pasuk, Zoyt Hukas HaTorah. It's the Chok of the Torah that you can purge Isser by putting in boiling water and fire. So simply reading the Pasuk, the term, it's the Chok of the Torah, is not the right term, because we know Chok means something that has no understand. We can't understand it. The chok without any explanation here, it makes sense. It's absorbed by water, you purge it with water. Absorbed by fire, purge it with fire. So why is it called the chok? So Tzai wants to say to Remez, this is a chukas haTorah. You can learn out the chok, the koyach of the Torah, from the halacha of Hagolas Kelim. Which means that just like Hagolas Kelim, the way it was absorbed, that's the way you get it out. Also over here, it's a person did different times of Averis. If you did a Averis with a lot of energy, and he learns Torah with a lot of energy, you'll get it out. The more we put our energy into our Torah, the more it has the power to purge out all the imperfections and averis that we have. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, a person did an avera that is a chai bisa l'shamayim. Happy to get out of it and live. Then if you learn one parashah, you learn twice as much, or more in depth. The parashah we put into our learning is the parashah we get out of the learning. Some people in business, they think, they get something cheap. Oh, I managed it. This guy was about to go bankrupt. I bought his company for a quarter of the price. It's a very good deal. It's a good company, obviously. But by Torah and mitzvahs, if you get up cheap, you get in cheap. You get what you pay for. No sales. So we have opportunity to be mechazik. I'll leave it at Torah this Friday. Every Friday coming up, especially this Friday. Say the Mitzvah is the time to be mechazik. Torah and mitzvahs and Yitz Hashem. We have a special say the Limud. 12:30, we'll see your share from Avram. Yakovovich, he's a very good speaker, and the Mir Hashem would arouse us, especially from Detroit, you know, to come.